Welcome to Successful Toy Podcast, where we shine a light on the positive side of every journey. Our platform is dedicated to celebrating the success stories and unique experience of people from all walks of life, regardless of their fame and background. Whether you're a well-known figure or just starting out, the Successful Toy Podcast is here to share your story and inspire our listeners with your achievements and insights. Join us as we explore a diverse range of topics and uplift voices that deserve to be heard. Everyone has a story to tell, and we are here to listen. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah, say he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch. Yeah. Yeah, he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah, say he want a bad bitch. Yeah, yeah, he want a bad bitch. Yeah, yeah, he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch, I'ma do a nasty. Breaking the sheets and the streets and classy. Pussy so fat, he can't help but grab me. Say he like to hear my voice, cause that shit is raspy. Real fucking daddy, trying to make him zaddy. Got his boys looking, but they can't bag me. Slim and petite, but he like my fatty. I'll fuck him in the range, but I like the caddy. Real street bitch, he gon' always shoot his knees. Know his lifestyle, and I'm always shooting threes. Love him on the team, cause he always throw that D. Make him fuck me to the beat, always put his ass to sleep. Show up in his dreams, let him make that pussy cream. Show up on his block, he'll give me anything. Gotta hear me scream when I'm riding on that lean. He gon' smack that ass hard before he can get in between. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah, say he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch. Yeah. Yeah, he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah, say he want a bad bitch. Yeah, yeah, he want a bad bitch. Yeah, yeah, he want a bad bitch. Either I'ma take charge, I'ma get what I like. I wanna do him, I ain't no chasing nigga type. Bossy ass sometimes, bad bitch, I'm a white nigga, better act right. I'm like every nigga type. Say you want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. I'ma grant that nigga wish, make him stand up on shit. Ain't trying to commit, then your ass get dismissed. Pay my own bills, nigga, I just like when you assist. Ain't no gold digging bitch, man, I'm really on my shit. Face card always valid, ain't no pussy fucking lit. I just want some good dick and some time well spent. You can party with your niggas, I don't care about that shit. Hustle all night, nigga, you can do it till you rich. That's really in the shit, so we all be coexist. Nigga, grab me by my neck, never ask me for a kiss. Don't say I'm your bad bitch, never lack food shit. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah, say he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch. Yeah. Yeah, he want a bad bitch. Say he want a bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. Yeah. Say he want a bad bitch. Yeah. Yeah, he want a bad bitch. Yeah. Yeah, he want a bad bitch.
Hey, yo, Pluto. You going brazen? Let that shit ride, 88. Hey.
I say I ain't gon' fold until I make it to the top. Felt my heart gon' cold, I gave it everything I got. Got them shook when I win, devil taking, got them looking again. Bitch, I blew up off a book in the pen. I said I ain't gon' fold until I make it to the top. Felt my heart gon' cold, I gave it everything I got. Got them shook when I win, devil taking, got them looking again. Bitch, I blew up off a book in the pen.
You better stand up, nigga, get your bands up, nigga. Cause them streets hella cold and no hands out, nigga. You don't understand how I feel, my nigga. To pull up and they tell you that they kill, my nigga. 954, yeah, pride raised me. But as of lately, these streets been getting hella shady. Don't leave with old friends, cause I don't know if they tryna snake me. My money advance, I only pop out if they pay me. These niggas spiteful, but deep down they wanna be just like you. Cause bitch, I'm in my bag like I'm hungry at the drive-thru. Niggas that like bitches, guess they must be on your cycle. Bitch, for the record, I carry rounds. I'm ahead of my time, you couldn't find a nigga more gifted. Hip hop dead, but I make it look good, I'm a mortician. I done damn this smooth to have just by passing the time. Remember days we going half on a dime. I could feel it in the air, something's changing. From the bottom, yeah, I grew up from the pavement. When I came up, man, you should have seen their faces. Now I'm spreading all honey blue faces.
I say I ain't gon' fold until I make it to the top. Felt my heart gon' cold, I gave it everything that got. Got them shook when I win, double taking, got them looking again. Bitch, I blew up off a book in the pen. I said I ain't gon' fold until I make it to the top. Felt spread everything I got. Got me shook when I win, level taking, got them looking again. Bitch, I blew up off a book in the pen. Hey, hey.
Yeah, you know what the fuck going on. Come up in this bitch, man.
Nah, if I
float, I don't even feel like I ride no more. Sometimes I feel like I float. Call this bitch float. Look.
Hey, coming straight up out of broad, nigga never had shit. Put a pocket full of dreams and know I had to do it quick. Just wait until the summer, I'ma make these niggas sick. I'm convinced you buy numbers, cause them records ain't shit. I ain't shady though, creating waves out of thin air. So like a radio, the goal's to make it out of the hood. But no, it made you. Hell yeah, nigga worth more than money, still gotta pay me though. I'm a star, you niggas under the comments like ratio. If it's fuck you, then it's fuck you. Get no clout to a hater. I feel like a mailman high, I'm always on the road to this paper. All them scams finally finished, you in the job for the paper. And yeah, it's over, had to come up, ain't no doubt I'm the greatest. I say the game need a blessing, I kick game like professors. I'm a hustler, I got drive by myself like a Tesla. I'm from the bottom, backstage, gets the ropes like a wrestler. Where you come from, where I come, you just adapt to the pressure. Flip word like gymnastics, folks so nasty, ain't even gotta practice. Niggas think I ain't have it, said I was average, but they ain't laughing. Niggas don't want no static, if you want smoke, then I better get passed around. She wanna fuck up my status, hoe I'm mad, I'm being no rat. Deep side, 2015, that's when the phone was at. If I hit a nigga once and he don't know, then I'ma double back. Me and D, posted hitting trees like a lumberjack. Just seen a lot of niggas play gangster, but didn't wanna scroll. Industry full of weirdos, framers and losers. A lot of y'all need to get out. Who that? Daniel Kaluuya. I'ma let you niggas sleep, don't wanna stop if you snoozing. But like when Russell to Sierra, it's gon' damage your future. Ain't just rap, I'm more than that. Well, rounded like a cul-de-sac. Tell them nigga that Zola's back. Lost friends, but got my focus back. Good gas, no, I'm blowing that. Hell yeah, I was a pro, but I ain't going back. My niggas with guns on shoulder straps, so nobody gotta ask for the pole. I rock a T over Fendi, it ain't know me, it's Simi. Y'all only focus on what's trendy. Say it's love, but it's envy. If so, bust up in the dog, gon' send them all in the frizzy. And tell them niggas I put on any beat that you send me, motherfucker.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, y'all niggas know what the fuck going on, man.
Just come up on this bitch, nigga. Yeah, coming straight up out of broad, man.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Okay. Thank you for joining me. I was waiting on you vibing out until you got here.
And I'm here right now. I'm excited.
Period. So introduce yourself a little bit. Don't give them too much, because at the end of the show, I'm handing the platform over to you to where you can tell them how to find you and your website and all that stuff. And then if we have time, we're going to play a fun game of 21 questions with a twist after the interview. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you once again, Successful Toy. I'm excited to be here. This is my second time on this show. My name is Olajumoke Fatoki. And to just make it very easy for you guys, Ola is just the easiest way, you know, to just get the name Ola. And that is fine. I am an HR professional by practice. And right now I'm into career coaching, the next phase in my career. And I basically help people land their dream jobs and, you know, everything that involves preparation in terms of interviewing, preparing for interview, optimizing LinkedIn profiles, everything that helps you to build a successful career. I am your plug. And I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So are you ready to get into it?
Right here, right now.
Let's go. What inspired you to create Thrive Careers Counseling, consultant.
that is a great question. That is a great question. So, it's partly my experience. So I have shared this over and over, and I'm excited to also share it here on this platform. So, I made I made some mistakes in my career journey early on, because I didn't have anyone to guide me. I didn't know the value in mentorship, you know. I didn't enjoy support from people. I was just navigating the career slope by myself and making a lot of mistakes that, you know, cost me in some areas promotion, you know, if I had the right counsel and all of that. And also in terms of job searching, there was also a time that, you know, I didn't have enough information as to how to show up for interviews and all of that. And I realized when I started to get things correctly in my career that if I had all of this information beforehand, I would have been more successful. I wouldn't be where I am today. And that's really my driving force. Like, the more people are informed, especially when it comes to their area of career, the better decisions they are able to make and the happier they are in their career. So basically that is, you know, what inspired me to start Thrive Careers Consulting, to just help people, to dish out information that people need, to provide that guidance that they need to be able to make the right decisions and, you know, build a thriving career.
Period. I love that. So how do you approach helping job seekers craft standout resumes and optimize LinkedIn profiles in such a competitive job market?
Thank you so much for that question. So I approach this from two different angles. So right now I have the Thrive Careers Consulting, which is primarily based on counseling, coaching, one-on-one feedback session with candidates who reach out to me to say, oh, I have this interview coming up and I'd like for you to prepare me, you know, for that process. I help them through that. And, you know, also for people who reach out to say, job search strategies, I have been sending out my CVs, but I haven't been getting interview. I think there's something I'm not doing correctly. How do I target the market? How do I understand what employers are looking for in today's competitive job market? So I take them through one-on-one sessions, you know, and expose all of those to them on the consulting aspect. But on a larger scale, because I know that some people, you know, might not be able to afford my consulting services, which is premium. So that's why I then created another arm of the business, which is the Thrive Careers Podcast. And what I do is to bring seasoned professionals, you know, in the career coaching space. Mm-hmm. People who can, you know, help professionals understand what is needed in the job market, just like myself. So we are able to brainstorm and answer pertinent questions that people have in the area of their career, in their job search strategies, what they need to do to position themselves. Whether it's career transitioning, whether you're trying to pivot, you know, whatever stage that you're in your career, we have a topic on my podcast that addresses that concern. And that is free for all. You know, everyone can join that platform, listen in, download the episodes, and you could even send us questions if there's something you're not clear about. So those are the two approaches that I use right now. Thank you.
I love that, because like you said, you're making it convenient for everybody, because, you know, it's a hard time for everybody right now. So if you can't afford her service, she have a podcast that she's still teaching you how to up your resume or up your skills when it comes to job seekers and stuff like that. So I love that. Can you share an example of a transformative career success story you've witnessed while coaching a client?
That's an interesting one. So I've worked with a lot of clients. So I'm trying to, you know, think of the one that I feel like the story is really transformational. And I think I am able to drill down to one. So I'll share an example of a client that I worked with who was in the corporate world as an early career starter. And then somewhere along the line, she decided to go into entrepreneurship. She decided to start her own business and run her own thing. And then she pulled out completely from the corporate world and went into starting her own solo business. And, you know, that business was doing well when she started, but then she started to encounter some challenges. And, you know, the business started not to be able to foot her bills anymore. It started to dwindle. It was no longer making profit for her. And she decided to go back to the drawing board. You know, if this wasn't working for now, what other thing can I do? Then she remembered that, you know, she still has her experience back in the corporate world. And so basically that was when she came up to me to say, this has been my journey. I used to work in the corporate, but I've been out for quite some time doing my own thing. But, you know, what I'm doing is currently not working for me, and I'm looking to reintegrate myself back into the workforce. So how can you help me on this journey? And, you know, that was the problem that she brought forward. And what we did was to look into the experience she's had previously and try to align it with where she's now going to. So we also, you know, uncovered, okay, so what do you want to do now? What area do you want to go into? Do you want to go back to what you used to do, or you want to start a new line of career, you know, entirely? Interestingly, our background is in sales. You know, she used to be a sales professional, and that also, you know, ties into what she was doing as an entrepreneur, or what people today call solopreneur, because she was the only one, you know, in the business. So the story still kind of align. She has done sales in the corporate world. Now she's into a business where she's still selling to people. So what we then did was how to rewrite that story in a way that would be compelling, that would make sense to our potential employers, that even though she has been away from the corporate world, she has been busy, you know, building her skills. Because, of course, as an entrepreneur, you have to negotiate. So she's been negotiating, she's been communicating, she's been building relationships. So we just highlighted all of those skills on our resume that we then, you know, created. We also combined it with our previous experience and aligned it to what she was currently doing. And that was how she was able to secure herself an operations manager role in another organization, being able to tell that story. You know, so for so many people, that's the point where they don't know how to go forward, because they don't understand the alignment between where they are coming from, what they've been doing, you know, and how to move into the next phase of their career. But this was transformational because we're able to tie everything together in a way that she was able to convince our employers that, you know, I haven't been away doing nothing. I have actually been building my skills, although at a different level. And she was able to tell that compelling story, and she was able to land, you know, a dream job, and she was able to reintegrate herself back into the workforce. So yeah,
I love that. And I know she was so excited, because she probably was trying to get in there and like her own way. And then when she reached out to you and you helped her, that was amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What skills do you believe are most critical for job seekers to develop when navigating today's evolving job market?
That's an interesting question. And while I'm tempted to go, communication, which is important, I'm also going to come into that. But I think that off the top of my head, and, you know, in the complex job market that we have found ourselves right now, everyone needs to learn AI skills. It is not negotiable. You need to understand, you know, and I don't mean you have to understand coding and all of that, no, but basic AI skills, for instance, how to, you know, prompt engineering, how to prompt ChatGPT or whatever AI tool that you're using to give you the desired results are some of the skills that today's candidate needs to begin to look into, because those things would make you stand out. Today's candidate needs to embrace technology, because you really cannot do so much without that. You really cannot do so much without technology nowadays. A lot of companies are even downsizing and replacing humans, you know, with technology. And if you do not know how to use it, you know, like I always say to people, that AI is not going to take your job, but people who know how to use AI will take your job. So the best way to future-proof yourself is to understand AI, know how to use it, subscribe for courses. You know, there are tons of courses out there right now that can help you reach that gap, you know, to be able to say, know enough to be able to say something in the room when it comes to speaking to technology. So that is a really critical skill that any serious minded, you know, job seeker in today's competitive market should be looking into. Another thing I would also say is the area of cybersecurity, because as AI begins to evolve, as more and more people are getting on the AI trend, you know, there's also the issue of security and how these things are being used, and all that. So the other part of the AI is the security, you know, aspect of it, so that there are no breaches and all of that. So job seekers need to be looking in those directions. Those are skills, you know, that they can take up that are relevant in today's job market that would make them stand out. So those are technical skills that I wanted to just quickly talk about. But also relevant for all time. You cannot take away the place of communication, you know, excellent communication. Whatever skill that you have, no matter how technologically savvy that you are, if you're unable to communicate, that's going to put a bench on how much you can achieve. It's going to put a bend on how much you can achieve. So whilst you're gaining all of those technical skills, it's important, you know, to also begin to develop soft skills that would make you relevant, like your ability to communicate, your ability to manage relationships, stakeholder management. I don't care what level you are in your career. When it gets to a certain level, it's no longer, you know, your technical skills, but how well you're able to connect with people at the top. And that is going to depend so much on your ability to communicate, you know, and get your ideas across. Also, building interrelationship, being able to build relationship with people. It doesn't have to be anything extra, but, you know, enough to get the work going. Being able to connect with people in a way that you are able to drive whatever goals the organization has been able to set. You know, so teamwork, collaboration, and of course, empathy. Empathy is another key one. If AI, you know, is taking over everywhere, but there's also that need for that human face. People are still looking for that deep human connection, and that's speaking to, you know, empathy. So that's another skill that people, you know, need to look into that would make them stand out in today's competitive job market.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
They definitely better look into ChatGPT, because I love me some ChatGPT, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I be needing something that professionally done. I go right to, I had a conversation with her the other day. I said, are you a girl or a boy? She was like, I say she not, but it was like, I'm a person, but you could call me whatever you want to call me. So I was like, all right. I said, all right, girl. It's like, okay, so I'm your home girl. I said, yes, you are.
Right. Very, very intuitive and, you know, conversational. Yeah.
Yes. Like, if I'm feeling down, like, I talk to ChatGPT. Okay,
because imagine.
At least I know they ain't going to tell my business.
That's it.
Crazy.
I mean, I have taught ChatGPT everything about what I do. We have an ongoing conversation, uh-huh. You know.
That's me. Sometimes I be asking her, like, if I need some type of promo from my podcast, and I don't know who is thriving over 40 podcasts is, but maybe they always be. I say, that is not my podcast.
Like, right.
So whoever, shout out to Thriving Over 40 podcasts, whoever you is, because GPT show got you on lockdown in their system.
Right. That's it.
As a peer companion, champion. I don't know why the hell I said companion. Champion can't read my own handwriting, and gender-based violence Advisory Committee member under OCASI. How do you integrate advocacy and career coaching into your mission?
That's an interesting one again. All right. So, yeah, so I'm passionate about not just career coaching and about also gender empowerment. And that's why I collaborate with the OCASI team, Ontario Council for Immigrants, you know. So one of the ways that we do advocacy is through webinars, awareness creation. So sometimes in November, if I can remember correctly, we had an empowerment session in collaboration with the New Canadian Center in my area. Mm-hmm. And we got women into the room and we demystified the concepts of gender-based violence. And it was enlightening because in such gatherings, you would find people who have been going through stuff, you know, but do not even know the right place to go to approach help, you know, where to turn to get help. And that was what that meeting was able to do for them. Number one, we were able to educate them, you know, on gender-based violence, the signs, the symptoms, when to ask for help and where to ask for help, you know, when the need comes. And that was how we're able to help that community. And we didn't just leave it at that. There's an ongoing support. So we also match them to some case management workers who works with people who, you know, those that have gotten to the point of emergency, mm-hmm. you know, who works with them to be able to get funding for themselves, to be able to get back on track. So some people go through financial empowerment trainings to learn a skill, you know, something to be able to get them back on their feet. Because most of the time when people go through gender-based violence, it's because they are not, you know, self-empowered. They're not financially empowered. So they keep quiet and just endure whatever pain that they are going through. And all of that because they can't even stand on their own. So when we find such people and we take them through the enlightenment session, when we help them with the awareness, when we show them what is possible, we don't just leave them at that. We also empower them in helping them build skills, financial planning, financial management, skills that they can also use in exchange for money and all of that. So that was what we did with the November session in mm-hmm. collaboration with the New Canadian Center in my area with regards to advocacy for gender-based violence.
Hey, I love that. What are some key insights or strategies you regularly share with your audience on the Thrive Careers podcast?
Interesting. So I'm going to answer this based on my most recent recording. Mm-hmm. I haven't published it yet, but it was an interesting conversation that borders around the topic of burnout, you know. Mm-hmm. Burnout, because that is a thing for someone like me who also experienced it at some point in my career. I thought it was a really important topic for people to, you know, to understand and to know how to prevent it. So topics like how to prevent burnout so that you're able to, you know, do your best work and show up as your best self on a daily basis are some of the things, the insights and the strategies that we share on the platform. And you know, at the beginning of the year, we started off on the note of goal setting for career success. Because at the end of the day, if we want to take account of our year, you know, what we account for are the goals that we've been able to achieve, the things that we said we wanted to do, and how much of those things we were able to do at the end of the day. That's how you can actually measure your growth. So we thought that the subject of goal setting was really imperative and strategic at this time of the year. So that was how we sort of started off the conversation on our podcast this year, helping people set practical goals, that SMART goals that they can follow through, you know, in the course of the year. And we also brought an interesting twist to the conversation, you know, about understanding the season that you're in and, you know, not just following the calendar just because we moved into 2025. Mm-hmm. That means everyone is setting goals. You need to understand the season that you're in, whether it's in your career, you know, are you at a phase where the next line for you in your career is a promotion? That's a season. How to prepare for that phase is different from someone who is just starting out, you know. So understanding your season, whether in your career, in your personal life, is critical to setting goals that would be successful at the end of the year. So subjects like career coaching, you knowing when to look for help on your journey in your career, are also the kind of things that we discuss. We bring seasoned professionals, you know, who have been there, done that. They've worked with the corporate, the multinationals of this world. They have a wealth of experience. They have practices and rituals that they have done, that they have imbibed in their own career, that has taken them to that level. And they come to share those insights with us on the platform. So those are some of the things that we discuss with our people.
Harriet. So this is the last question for the interview, and then we're going to play a fun game of 21 questions with a twist before I hand over the platform to you, okay?
Okay.
What advice would you give to someone struggling with self-doubt as they try to pursue new opportunities in their career?
That's a great one.
Thank you.
that got me thinking. So first thing I would say, my advice is to start, you know, where you are and use what you have. You know, progress over perfection. Start from where you are. It's never easy. Life is an accumulation of moments, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that we are able to account for at the end of the day is, you know, what we've been, little things that we've been able to do in the course of our journey that then accumulates and then becomes something great. So I would just say that focus on taking small steps. Sometimes when we think of the big picture, it can be overwhelming. But if you're able to break it down into small actionable steps, things that you can achieve on a daily basis, the accumulation of it is going to take you to the destination that you have in mind. And I would also like to emphasize consistency. Consistency is key. Don't get overwhelmed. If you try and you fail, you just have to try again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, put one key thing that is very needed in today's world is self-motivation. If you rely on people, you know, to give you motivation, sometimes it might not come. So you have to just learn to be able to pick yourself back up and, you know, push for it, because you owe it to yourself, whatever it is that you become at the end of the day. And I would also say surround yourself with people who inspire and support you. I think that's also very important. A lot of us are able to do well in life when we have great support system, and we need to acknowledge that. So build, you know, surround yourself with people who believe in you, who can offer you the right support that you need, and take it, you know, one step at a time, and invest in yourself as much as possible as well. You invest in yourself. If you need to take a course, if you need to speak to a mentor, if you need to speak to a career coach like me, you know, whatever it is that you need to do, the first step is to identify those things and then to begin to do them. And the sky is going to be your starting point. There is no one that has achieved anything great in life that is without a story. There are times when we felt like giving up. you know, but we motivated ourselves to get back on track because our lives depend on it. I like to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, our lives depend on it. If you give up, you fail. And a lot of people are looking up to you as well. You might be surprised. You think that you're just on your own, but there are a lot of people who are looking up to you, you know, as a sign of inspiration, as someone who motivates them, even in that your down moment. So these are some of the things that I'll say, to try and expect a great result afterwards.
Period. I love that. Because you write about that. Like, if you want to grow within your company, you have to invest in yourself. You have to want to learn the position that you want to elevate in. So if you want to go to another position, you should link up with the person that's already in that position and try to like get training from them. And then if it's classes that you have to take, go register for those classes and go take those classes. Do what you need to do. If you want to level up, show them people that that's what you want.
Absolutely.
You don't try to do anything. They're going to feel like you want to be stuck in that same spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do have jobs that's going to keep you in that same spot, knowing that you qualify for that, and they'll look over you and go other way.
Other people. Yeah.
At the same time, find a company that offer that, and don't be stuck. Don't let people try your face.
Absolutely. It comes to understanding your value, what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
But the moment you're able to articulate your value, what you bring to the table, then you know that if you're in the wrong place, the wrong organization, you know that the value you carry will be attracted to the next one. So you're able to move comfortably. But if you have not been able to do that homework of, you know, identifying who you are, what your strengths, you know, what your strength is and what value you bring to the table, then it's going to be a struggle. And that's the place of... And that's the place of, sorry about that, reaching out to mentors, you know, having career coaches who can guide you through that process. Thank you.
So you ready to play 21 questions with a twist before I hand the platform over to you?
Yeah.
All right. So I will ask you to choose a number between 1 and 18, and player must answer a complete challenge. Player can pass only once, but you will face a wild card instead, okay?
Okay. Can you take that again, please?
I will ask you to pick a number from 1 to 18, and the player must answer or complete the challenge. Player can only pass once, but will face a wild card instead, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So pick a number, 1 to 18.
1 to 18. Okay. Let's start with number 18.
Okay. We have 4 categories. We have personal and fun, reverse question, wild card, and truth or dare. Number 18 is in truth or dare.
Whoa.
You're starting off hot. So which one
Whoa.
You
want?
You want to do truth or dare?
Okay. Let's see.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. Who's one person you'll love to interview on this podcast?
Oh my God, a name that just skipped me, and that's because I recently just learned about her and work, and I listened to our podcast, and you know, it resonated with me a lot, and I'm like, as a matter of fact, I went to drop a comment, you know, to say these are all the valuable lessons that I learned from listening to this podcast, and I wouldn't mind having you on my show someday. But give me a minute to see if I can get out her name. Who knows, someday she might be listening to this and, you know, she could show up as a guest on my podcast.
Not my dog barking. You looking for the person's name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So while you looking for that, you want to stay at truth or dare? You want to do reverse question, personal, fun, or wild card?
I think I want to go the route of fun right now. Okay. Personal, fun.
Question. What's one thing on your bucket list you haven't done yet? The twist to this question is answer this question in the voice of your favorite cartoon character.
Oh my goodness. Okay, the first question is, do I have a favorite cartoon character? Okay, maybe I can adopt my son's cartoon character.
Okay.
And that is Robo of Paw Patrol. I hope I'm able to get his voice. Robo in Paw Patrol. So something on my bucket list is skydiving.
Me, I've been seeing like, because I can't tell you, but it's one of the questions, and you might get the question in the game. So, yeah, that's something I want to do.
Yeah.
You want to stay at personal and fun, reverse question, wild cards, or truth and dare?
Let's try another truth.
Okay. She want to be a big girl today, y'all. Truth. Share your most recent Google search. You could put it in the chat.
Whoa, my most recent Google search.
What was you looking for on the internet?
Okay, this is pretty easy because it's been all about my business. It's been all about my business in the past, you know, in the last 1-2 months. And my last Google search was, I was looking for a software app that could help me remove muffleness from my recording. So I had recorded a podcast session, and while I was trying to edit, I didn't like the sound.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of it, the guest speaker's end of things, our voice was just all muffled up and it was difficult to hear. So I already sent this to my sound engineers. They weren't able to fix it. I just thought, you know what? Today, I mean, this day and age, you can almost find anything on Google. Let's see if I'm able to stumble on a software or, you know, something, you know, somebody somewhere must have had this challenge and maybe there's a solution to it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I tried to Google last night. And that was my last.
Did you find something?
Yeah.
You found something?
Yeah, I found some apps that, you know, still didn't do it for me.
Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right.
So you want to stay at truth to dare? You want to do wild card, reverse question, or personal and fun?
Reverse question? Okay. I want to explore all the categories. So,
what's the question you always wanted to ask the host?
Can you take that question again?
What's a question you always wanted to ask the host? Is that a question you always wanted to ask me?
Okay. Oh, how'd you get your energy?
Why somebody asked me that yesterday?
Like, I can feel you every day. If I don't see you on Instagram, you're in my inbox, you're on Podbean. If I send you an email, you're responding like almost immediately. How are you able to come through on all those levels?
To be honest, I have no idea. My energy, Oh, because I know what I want, right? So I know I have to stay consistent. I know I have to stay on top of everything. And I know I have to keep going. It's days where I be sick, weak, can't get out of bed, but I'm still promoting. I'm still getting up here doing my shows with my guests if I have a show. So I know what I want. So I'm just working hard to get what I want and go to get to the place that I want to be in life. So, yeah. So even when I'm weak, I'm tired and don't feel up to it, I still make myself do it. Yep. And by the grace of God.
Definitely.
Give it to him. I'd be like, come on now, God, give me the strength. You know what we got to do. Know what we got to do. Because this man, his podcast. This ain't just my podcast.
Yeah.
Without him, you ain't nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, my partner in crime.
Yeah. You're really inspired, really. And, you know, even though I haven't discussed this with you, but that also sort of keeps me on my toes. Like, she's doing it. I can do it. I can do it. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing your stuff. Yeah.
Another thing I don't do either, I don't worry about what other people are doing. I don't watch what other people are doing. Mm. Yes. And I watch other people's shows and their podcasts and stuff, but you can learn something from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I still do what I want to do and stay in my lane and focus on what I have going on. I don't worry about other people and what they got going on. I'm not trying to be in competition with nobody. That's why I just stay in my lane and stay, keep looking forward and just do what I need to do for my show to help my show grow.
That's amazing. I love that. Staying in your lane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Stay in your lane and mind your business.
Yeah.
Are you want to stay at reverse question or you want to do a wild card, truth or dare, or personal and fun?
Have I gone round all the categories?
No, you didn't do wild card yet.
Why am I scared of that?
You started off with truth or dare, so what you scared of wild cards for?
Okay, let's try it.
Tell a story about a time you failed but learned something important.
I failed a lot of times in my life. So I'm thinking which of the stories would resonate.
Especially a story, a failed that you learned something. But I know we fail a lot, but sometimes we don't learn our lessons.
I'm thinking between career, between personal.
No, you got one pass.
Okay. Yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, now I remember. So I was just young in the workplace then. I think that was about the second place that I had worked. And that was back home in my country, Nigeria. And I got moved into, so I had just started the job, and after a year, I got moved into a senior role.
Mm-hmm.
And this senior role meant that I had to liaise with top management. And so I had to be that person that was in between top management and the people. You know, that's like what HR does, being the face of the people. So you're speaking to management and you're also speaking.
Hello? She went out. She went out. What happened? You on mute if you don't know you hit the mute button. So until she come back, I play some music until she come back. She muted herself. You back?
I'm back. Yes. Pardon me. Sorry. Okay. So I was recounting my experience, you know, back home in my country, and I was in between managing top management, senior executives, and the employees. And I was still young in my career, and you know, so management would give me directive as to this is where we are going, this is what we need to do to be able to achieve our objectives as an organization. And then because I had some people that I thought that I built relationship with in the organization, I allowed their influence to, you know, make me not do what I was supposed to do, because I was always considering them. I didn't want to hurt my friends. I didn't want to be seen as a bad person, you know, for lack of a better word. So instead of me to be objective and focus on what was going to be in the interest of both the organization and the people, I defaulted more, you know, to the people side of things, which was very subjective, which was not really helpful for the business. As a matter of fact, I almost lost my job for this, until I realized that I was doing the wrong thing. Because I didn't lose my job, but I got another, my role was changed, sort of like a demotion. Mm-hmm. And that was when it occurred to me that I was doing the wrong thing by placing personal relationships that I had built in the organization, you know, ahead of the business objectives. Organizations were created for profit maximization. I needed to be conscious of that. So I can't begin to put other people's opinions, you know, and all of those things that are subjective. I can't place that ahead of the interest of the business. And until it cost me, it's not like until, it actually cost me, you know, my role at the time. And I was moved into a lesser role. That was when I realized I was doing the wrong thing. So that was a very hard lesson. Mm-hmm. And I learned it the hard way. And, you know, from then, one of the feedback that I was also given was to learn a skill called assertiveness. And I think that was a big takeaway for me from that experience, because after then, the next job that I got, of course, you know, I became the
Your phone went out. For me.
Yeah.
You became what? Because your phone had went out.
Okay, so I became very assertive, and I started to train other people on, you know, how to be assertive, firm and friendly. You know, I'll be firm and I would also be friendly, and, you know, helping and being able to strike a balance. So that was how I learned the hard way.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. So you want to stay at wild cards, or you want to do truth or dare, reverse question, or personal and fun?
Let's do fun. Personal fun.
Question. If you could relive one moment in your life, what would it be? The twist to this question is you must rhyme every word in your answer.
Whine every word.
Yeah, you got to rhyme every word in your answer. You got to act like you're a rapper.
Okay, so I get the other part of the question, but the first part of it again.
If you could relive one moment in your life, what would it be?
Hmm. The moment when I had my baby.
You only got one child?
Yeah.
Keep it like that. Don't have no more.
No, I want a girl. I want a girl. So I'm going to have one more. And that would be it. If my first child was a girl, maybe I wouldn't be thinking of another child.
Yeah.
I want a baby girl.
I got three boys.
Whoa, mom of boys.
If I could change, I love my kids to death. But baby, if I could change, I only would have had one. And then it's hard to pick on which one I would have wanted to have. Because I love all of them. All of them is different. They got different personalities. But baby, I'm a boy mom. I ain't looking for no daughters. I probably would have. In this day and world, how grown these little girls is, baby, I probably would have been sent that baby back to Jesus. Jesus, get your child, because the way she cutting up down here on earth, baby, if you don't want me to hurt her, you better get her.
I get it.
You understand? Personal and fun, reverse question, wild card, or truth or dare?
Reverse. It's got to be reverse.
You just want to ask me questions. Oh my God. I hate this one. Make the host share their most embarrassing moment on air.
Okay, just do it.
How you doing? Okay, so my most embarrassing moment is, I bet my listeners, as I'm saying it, they're going to be like, you were sitting on a couch and you thought you had to pass gas and you shitted on yourself. So I thought I had to pass gas and I did the number two on myself.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just waiting for something happen to top that, and ain't nothing happened yet to top that. So I have to keep going with that until I can wipe that out the memories. Okay.
That's interesting. That's an interesting one.
You understand? Reverse question. You want to do wild cards, truth or dare, or personal and fun?
Truth or dare.
Okay. This is the last card for truth or dare. Okay. So you want to do truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. What's the worst job you ever had?
Worst job. I can't remember any. I can't think of any because I always find a way to, you know, make the most. Yeah.
You is like me. Like,
yeah.
I always try to make the best out of whatever job I'm in.
Yeah.
You like me until when I was 14 and McDonald's tried me when somebody boo-boo in the bathroom, and girl, I swear to God, it just seemed like they took the boo-boo and wiped it all over the walls and the floor. Girl, I walked in that bathroom, boo-boo was everywhere, and my manager told me to go clean it up, and I quit that day.
Oh, wow.
And it was so crazy because years on, after I got older, guess what my career was?
Tell me.
A CNA, cleaning people's ass.
Wow. Wow.
Oh God. But that's different, man. It's different. I'm not clean. I'm not cleaning. No. So you want to do, we got three categories. This will be the last one. Wild card, personal and fun, and reverse questions.
Reverse question.
Guess. Ask the host, what's your biggest fear? Okay, so when you said skydiving?
Yeah.
So that was my thing. I'm scared of heights, but I get on the plane. But I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of roller coasters. I'm scared of anything that I don't have no control over. But to face my fears, I want to skydive one day just so I can get over my fear. And I feel like that's like at the top of the list of heights and then jumping out of something. So one day I literally want to do that so I can face my fears, because I'm getting to a stage in my life that I'm ready to face all fears and challenges that's hindering me.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
So I want to say thank you for playing a fun round of 21 questions with a twist. Now I'm handing the platform over to you so you can let everybody know how they can follow you, how they can book with you, and tell them how they can find your podcast.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that I was going to enjoy the 21 questions as much as I did. So I love it. Thank you so much. Truly, where you can find me, the first place where you can find me is on my LinkedIn page. And I go by the name Olajumoke Fatoki on my LinkedIn page. Because of course I'm a career person, so that's like my default. That's where I share all of my thoughts, my insights, and you can easily get my attention on that platform. Also, you can find me on www.thrivecareersconsulting.ca. We just launched our website, www.thrivecareersconsulting.ca. You can also find me on that on there. And for our podcasting arm of the business, it's a Thrive Careers Podcast. And you can easily find us on Instagram at Thrive Careers Hub on Instagram. Thrive_careers_hub on Instagram. And recently we also added a TikTok account. So on TikTok, you can find us at Thrive Careers Hub, one word, at Thrive Careers Hub on TikTok.
Because wait, you're not in the US, right?
No, I'm in Canada.
Yeah, so you still got yours. Let me tell you what I did. So I thought, you know, they say TikTok gonna be gone. So yeah, I deleted the app. And then they brung it back. And now I can't get it back because they don't have it in our app store.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you for coming back again to Successful Toy Podcast. I appreciate you. And again, the door is always open. If you're dropping any product or anything and you want to come back to promote it, the door is always open for you. So I want to say thank you guys for the likes, the shares, the comments, the downloads. Can't forget about my listeners that downloads the podcast. I appreciate you guys too. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys for tuning in, and see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube. Listen, find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Listening Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podcast Index, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.